Hi, Taylor. It's Mel and Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we are really good, and we're really so happy that you could give us a call this morning. So first of all, I really like to know how Lottie came into your life.
Okay, well, it was about just over 3 years ago now, and I was I had one dog already. I was looking on Kijiji, just actually looking at cute dogs. I had no intention of actually getting one. I was just looking at them. And her ad was actually sponsored, so no matter what page I went to, she was at the top. And it would show her ad, and she was advertised as a little farm collie. And I just couldn't get my eyes off her. No matter how much I looked at like other puppies, it was like she was something very drew me to her. So I begged and I begged and I begged until I used my high school graduation money to go pick her up about 3 hours later.
Oh, my gosh.
Like fate, one of those things where it was in your face the entire time.
Yep, exactly. And I drove all the way out to Naunton, and I picked her up. And she's had a great family, but she is a handful. So it was just not the right dog for them. But it turned out to be the right dog for me.
So how did you harness that handful that is Lottie into what Lottie is famous for today?
Training, lots of training, and right from the day I got her when she was a puppy, we just train, and she likes playing with her Frisbees, and she likes doing all the different dog sports. I got her into agility, we go swimming, it's just about channeling her energy into something she likes doing and I like doing, and the Frisbee is really taken off out of everything that we do. It's her absolute favorite.
Okay, so walk us through the next step. So, you know, there's going to be people that are listening to this, Taylor, that bring their dog to the dog park and they throw a Frisbee around. How do you go from just, you know, tossing it around to getting competitive, or how did you even become aware that this is a possibility?
I try and think about that all the time. I try and think about how I got into it because I can't for the life of me remember. I remember at PetSmart they had Frisbees on sale for $1. They usually do right at the cash, little plastic ones. And I used to just throw them for her as like a game. I'm like, I've seen it on TV. People throw Frisbees for dogs. That's what you do. And she loved it. And she was going crazy. I'm like, it's just a plastic circle. I don't get why she's so obsessed with it. And what I probably did is I probably started YouTubing videos. That's where I've gotten a lot of my information. So I probably started YouTubing videos. And from there, we just kind of started doing little tricks with the Frisbees. And it kind of took off from there. I found out there was clubs in Ontario. So, I mean, I have to drive to Toronto to go to them. But I'm hoping to get a couple of people in Sudbury started into it. It's very simple, and I'd be willing to help anyone who wants to get into it, that's for sure. But it's really just about if your dog's already catching Frisbees, then you already have the hard part down. So
you are headed to the Frisbee World Championship in Tennessee. First, when does that happen?
Well, I leave Ontario on Monday, and we're driving down. So it's about 13 hours from Barrie. So we're going to be heading down, and the competition starts on Wednesday. And we're going to be competing Wednesday right through Sunday.
So you're one of 20 teams representing Canada at the Frisbee World Championship. And, like, how do you qualify for that?
There are qualifiers hosted in different parts of Ontario. This year there were 4 qualifiers. So there was 2 hosted in Barrie and 2 hosted in the Newmarket area. So just throughout the summer when the clubs hosted these qualifiers for the World Championship, we traveled down, and sometimes we stayed in hotels, sometimes we stayed in, like, we brought a trailer down, did some camping. So sometimes Ontario doesn't have that many qualifiers compared to the States. So it's a lot harder for Canadians to get qualified because we have less qualifiers, and you can only qualify in the country you're from. So
wow.
But there's so many great competitors in Ontario alone. It's insane. It's crazy.
Okay. Here's the burning question that I've had.
Yeah.
How does Lottie the Collie not only get a Facebook page, but have 46, almost 47,000 followers?
I actually started out with an Instagram way back when I got her. I thought it was the coolest thing that people were posting pictures on their dog's own Instagram. So I thought it was really cool, and the Instagram really took off right from when I had her, just posting trick videos and pictures. And then came the Facebook page, which took a lot longer to take off. But once we started posting trick videos, and once our video of Lottie hugging Grizzly was posted on the Facebook page, it took off. And, of course, when people shared that video, they started liking the page to see more of what it was about. which I'm pretty happy about because I have a much bigger audience to talk to now. So
BFF hugging video.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? One of my favorite pictures from you is wearing that really great T-shirt that says "Dogs Before Dudes."
I was at the Ottawa Pet Expo doing some performances for them with both dogs, and they had little vendors everywhere, and this one vendor made like quirky T-shirts like that, and I was like, I have to have that.
So competition next week, and we'll be watching closely your Facebook page, Lottie's Facebook page, to find out how she does. What's your feelings so far?
I'm confident, but I mean, it is our first time going. She's a young dog and I'm a new player, so I'm just really hoping for us to do good compared to ourselves, really.
Just a podium finish.
Yeah, just first place, no big deal. Well, I can hope for the best, and I always find that when I just aim to go out and have fun is when we end up doing the best.
What will Lottie get as a prize if she wins?
That's actually probably the most asked question that I get, and I don't know.
A new frisbee.
I know that there's trophies and plaques and stuff, but further than that, I don't know. I've really not invested in it. I'm just still so happy that we're going to be actually going.
I think she needs a Dogs Before Dudes T-shirt.
I think she does.